Right now, let's welcome in Chris Rierich, who has joined us, and I'm excited to talk to him and to let people listening get to know him, because it's really a pleasure.
I agree. Buddy and I have talked about this subject before. Yes. One of the things we like most is seeing a young player's first experience in the major leagues. I'm sure Buddy has talked to you about that, right, Chris?
Yeah, he definitely has just been able to come here and explain to me exactly what's going on. Like, you know, he got me here for the exhibition game and got me to pitch on this mound, give me a chance to get a feel for what it was like to pitch in a big league stadium. And that was really awesome.
And sometimes you get to make your major league debut in a non-tough situation. He called you in to a one-run game right after a Buster Posey home run to pitch to a power hitter who could tie it up with one swing.
Right.
He brought you in, situational left-hander, left-handed hitter, and just what was it like coming in knowing that you were going to be facing Brandon Belt for your major league debut?
Well, it was pretty exciting. Like, if there was one situation that I would want to come into is a close game, like, you know, really feel the adrenaline, get the adrenaline going, and be able to pitch off of that, and just be able to be able to pitch against the Giants and Brandon Belt. It was very special.
Now, I want to go back before you came into the game. What was it like? Okay, you get the call to get up. What was that moment like when, okay, we want Chris Rierich up? What was that like?
That moment was actually kind of surprising, because I was sitting there on the bench and Willie said Rierich, and I was like, I saw Benoit grab his glove, and I was like, I thought he said Rierich, but I'm not really sure. So I just sat there for a second. He's like, Rierich, and I pointed to myself. I was like, me? He's like, yeah. Let's go.
And you would be Chris Rierich. Right?
Yeah, and I was like, I was kind of shocked that he was calling me in that situation. So it was very exciting, and I think once I realized that, you know, they really wanted me to come in and get ready, I was really excited, and it was just awesome to get up there and throw and warm up and know that I had a chance to go in.
And they pranked you. I mean, they Pat Murphy said, you got to take your – you're down, or you have to miss a game because you have too much facial hair, things like that, right? It was something like that.
It was something like that. He said I was suspended for one game because they had noticed that my beard was too long, and part of the rules in the minor leagues was you have to cut your beard down to a certain length and keep your hair trimmed, and you have to look nice. So when he told me that, I was shocked, and I was like, well, I thought I would at least get a warning or something. You know, maybe they would give me a day to fix it, but...
You had mentioned in the clubhouse earlier that when you went out for your major league debut and you were throwing your warm-up pitches, that you weren't hitting your strikes. Everything was kind of all over the place. And I talked to Will Nieves, who was catching you, and he said, I didn't know it was his major league debut, so I'm watching him, you know, and some pitchers just do that. They just have a bad warm-up, but then they go out there and they make all their pitches. And I guess he threw your first strikeout ball. He threw it out into the fans and I guess was able to get it back, right?
Yeah, Shields and Cashner were actually the ones that got it back
right.
from him, and I wasn't even thinking about it at the time.
Sure.
I was just excited to get that out and in that situation, just be able to do what I did. So
now, when you're trotting in from the outfield, and do you know that it's Brandon Belt that you're going to be facing? Were you aware of the situation? What were your thoughts when you're trotting in?
Just go out there and execute. There's nothing that I feared about coming out there in that situation. I just wanted to go out there and execute and perform and get him out anyway, anyhow.
Right. One of the interesting things that you are up here basically, you're going to be facing a lot of left-handed hitters. You're a situational left-hander. That's how they see you right now. But it's very hard in the minor leagues to really get to be known that, because you work an inning or two innings. You just don't come in for one hitter at AAA or AA. So... were you surprised that you got this call this quick as a situational left-hander, or did you see it building?
I could see that there was opportunities. I would look at the lineup and try to see where the lefties were coming in and try to prepare if they called my name, you know, prepare to be able to pitch against them.
Right.
And obviously, like you said, in the minors, like, we do throw a lot of one innings, but, you know, my whole goal, like, all the way up through is to make sure that I got lefties out no matter what.
Right. Get lefties and you might have a path to the major leagues.
Right.
I think your story is so interesting because You're drafted in 2010, right? No, sorry, was that 2010?
Yeah, 2010.
Padres in 2012. But you had a lot of setbacks because of injuries, and so you might have made it up a lot sooner. You had to go through an ACL tear. You had to go through, you know, other injuries. So that moment of having your major league debut, I just imagine that means a lot to you because of the path that you've taken to get here.
Yeah, it was very meaningful, especially for me and my wife. We've just been through this. It's been a battle. It's been a journey, you know, this whole time. And just to be able to be here and have her here, you know, it was just amazing. It was an amazing feeling.
And I understand, too, in college, like, you switched colleges and you there were scouts that were supposed to come see you or see you play. But at that time, not only did you switch colleges, and so you were kind of under the radar, but there was a huge rainy season. And so scouts weren't necessarily coming to your games. There were so many people they were trying to see on Friday nights, people they were trying to see pitch. And so you really had kind of like a perfect storm happen with you and getting up.
For sure. The very first game after I changed colleges, I pitched on Friday night, and it was snowing.
Yeah.
First time I'd ever pitched in flurries, and I was like, this is not good.
Yeah.
This is not good. But I was kind of excited at the same time because I'd never pitched in snow before, and I was like, we're playing baseball in snow, so that's pretty cool.
Chris, when did you first start thinking of yourself as a situational left-handed? I mean, a left-handed reliever in the minor leagues. I mean, you have to have it in the back of your mind. When did you first start thinking of, hey, I might have a future here? Because though there are situational left-handers out there, this could be my call.
It wasn't till probably high A because, honestly, like when I was in college and when I was in rookie ball, like I didn't enjoy getting lefties out. Like I thought it was really hard, very difficult. And then all of a sudden I got to high A and I started realizing how easy it was for me to get lefties out. And I was like, hey, this could work. Like this could definitely be a job that I would not be afraid of doing, you know, for an entire career. I mean, I see all these guys that are lefty specialists that last in the game for 15 years, and I'm like,
right,
that'd be awesome.
Right. As a left-handed situational left-hander in the bullpen, there are guys that have made entire careers out of that. Were you surprised that the Padres had charted how you did against left-handers as deeply as they – because Bud talked about it at length during spring training about – how he felt about you against left-handers. Were you surprised that they had all that information?
No, I hope they were keeping that information because that was the one thing that I prided myself in, and that's something that, you know, if there was one stat that I ever kept up with is the batting average against lefties and my strikeouts to walk against lefties. Anytime a lefty comes up, I expect to strike them out.
Right, so, okay. So were you putting out postcards and mailing it to AJ and this is what I've done?
I wish I could say I was, but I hope my agent was.
Right.
And you had a good spring training, so I'm sure that gave you some confidence, too, that, you know, going in, if you were called up, you were going to be all right.
Yeah, I got to face Dustin Ackley and Robinson Cano in spring training and Anthony Rizzo, so I faced some pretty solid lefties in spring training, and it was good to see that I could really get big leaguers out no matter what.
How much of a help was it to you to be able to work the exhibition game against Mexico City and pitch off of this mound and in this ballpark?
Surprisingly, I came into the game against Mexico City and I thought it was going to be a lot more hype than it was, but I think because it was Mexico City, I wasn't as there wasn't as much adrenaline as it was when I came in the game on Sunday, because obviously they're not a major league team, even though they're Mexico City, and I am pitching in a big league stadium. I guess the Major League Baseball, you know, game feeling wasn't on that game.
So the adrenaline was really pumping Sunday.
Yes, definitely. When we were singing God Bless America after that, I could feel my heart. It was about 150 miles an hour. I had my hand on my heart, and I was like, I got to calm down.
You hadn't calmed down after the game. You were still pretty pumped.
Yeah.
I would be.
Because you were talking to everybody after the game, and you could still tell it was racing pretty good.
Yeah, there was a couple guys that said, you know, if this isn't one of the greatest moments in your life, you must not have a heartbeat, you know. So it was one of those things where it's just a special moment.
Did you get a ton of texts and things like that, calls after the debut?
Yeah, a ton of texts from my friends and family back home.
Yeah.
And a lot of them couldn't see the game, and some of them could. So they were all going back and checking highlights to see what I did and all that other stuff.
So there was a whole Twitter network back there working for you, too.
I hope so. I mean, I'm not on Twitter, which, you know, I'm deciding that I might need to start getting on Twitter.
Oh, Chris, right. The dark side.
Yeah, I'm a little bit behind the times. Yeah.
They had that class in spring training on how to do that stuff.
They were telling you what not to do on Twitter. I don't have a Twitter, so I can't see.
Would you have, like, a normal handle, or do you think you'd make, like, a crazy handle? Or do you think it'd be your name?
I don't know.
Because you're ginger. You got the red hair, so I think you could go creative with this.
I could go creative. I mean, I'm expecting to do a lot of creative things, especially being redhead. They expect some stuff from me that
exactly.
They don't expect from other people.
The gingers have a whole other universe all to them, and being a red-haired lefty. All right, Chris, we appreciate you so much being up here and talking to Bill and myself, and best of luck in your next outing.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. I want to remind everyone that tomorrow, April 15th, marks Jackie Robinson's historic major league debut. Robinson's courage, trials, and triumphs blazed a trail for America. Join Major League Baseball in commemorating Jackie Robinson Day. Go to jackierobinson.org or mlbcommunity.org to learn more. We will be back on Padres Social Hour. Make sure to join the chat, padres.com/social hour. You can win 4 tickets to tomorrow's game, and I know you want to win them, so go there now. Yes, that's bossy. We'll be right back here on Padres Social Hour.